Dairy does need an FTA with China, but I'm not sure if this is going to help us get any closer to getting that deal done or not. And I would have hoped that ADF, as Australia's dairy lobby group, would have been working hard, along with Andrew Robb and Barnaby Joyce, to get us a good deal for the last 12 months and previous to that with the Labor government, rather than doing something at the last minute.
Well, there's about 6,500 dairy farmers in Australia. How many of those do you think are likely to tweet using the hashtag FTA for dairy?
I think there's around about 100 dairy farmers on Twitter in Australia, but it'll spread around the world and other industry people will see it and government may see it and the Chinese community may see it as well. And the reality is that the Chinese need to be convinced that this is a good deal for them, more so than if it's a good deal for us. So I hope a lot more groundwork's been done convincing the Chinese government and the Chinese people of the benefits of the FTA to them.
Have you uploaded a selfie yet?
No, and if people follow me on Twitter, they'll see I'm not a fan of selfies and things like that. I think it's a bit of an amateur way of doing things. Like, granted, I put amusing pictures of tractor accidents and disasters on Twitter, and they're the ones that attract the most attention. So if that's what you're trying to do, a funny selfie may attract attention, but if it actually has any positive impact or not on the FTA outcome is another question.
Were you disappointed with the free trade agreement and the ramifications for dairy farmers following the Japanese deal? Do you think that this is where this campaign stems from, that the dairy farmers weren't satisfied with the last free trade agreement?
The dairy industry on a whole, from an ADF and a UDV point of view, were not satisfied with the outcome. But I'm not sure if the minister was actually told exactly what dairy wanted. And so I would like to see what ADF is actually asking for in this China FTA outcome. So then when the FTA is completed, if we can actually see if they've achieved any of their targets and goals or not, so we know if we should be disappointed or not. It's pretty hard to know if you're disappointed with something if you don't know what we're actually asking for.
Well, how many dairy farmers in their sheds milking cows or crunching the numbers on the farm actually are following this trade agreement closely?
There's probably a small number following it closely. There's probably most dairy farmers are interested in it and hope something positive happens out of it, because obviously New Zealand's got a good deal out of it. But as farmers, you have to remember that an FTA is a two-way street. Like, some industries will be winners from an FTA, like maybe dairy, beef and grains industry may benefit from the China FTA. But as we've seen with other FTAs in the past, the horticultural industry has been pretty well smashed by FTAs. So FTA for farmers is an interesting thing to actually ask for, because for some farmers it's good and for some farmers in Australia it's probably not so good. So you need to be a bit careful what you wish for.